from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Go to hell, Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get the headlines brought to you by the New Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Oh, thank you, Frog Boy. Yeah. Leroy hobnobbing.
Hobnobbing, dude.
Hobnobbing. It's cut down day in the NFL. Miami Dolphins got to get their roster to 53 by 4 p.m. today. These updates all courtesy of Barry Jackson via Twitter.
Yeah.
To catch you guys up. The Dolphins have released defensive tackle Robert Cooper, wide receiver Mike Harley, Isaiah Mack, who, you know, had some nice moments in the preseason for sure.
Corner?
Defensive lineman.
Oh.
Rookie defensive tackle Leonard Payne. Well, he could end up on the practice squad. Cornerback, undrafted free agent Jason Maitre, also a good camp. Wide receiver Jaden Janke. Can't say I know anything about him. Neville Gallimore, defensive tackle. He's cut. And that's where we're at right now. Those are the seven Dolphins who have been let go today. And from Barry Jackson, he says, Gallimore is the first that comes with a financial hit. He's due $1.79 million guaranteed. But
wow.
Don't believe there was much from him this camp. And Barry also points out, at this moment, leaves Calais Campbell, Zach Sealer, injured Benito Jones, Deshaun Hand, Brandon Peely, and Jonathan Harris as the team's defensive tackles. So there you go.
I like that. I like those three. I know Hand is good in regards to being like a third string. Calais Campbell's actually are good. But one of those guys gets dinged up, I'm nervous.
Yeah, for sure. Especially if it's Zach Sealer, Calais Campbell.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know,
specifically.
But Calais Campbell's, I mean, Zach Sealer, man's man.
Man's man.
He doesn't miss practice.
Tough.
You got him on not missing practice? Because Zach Sealer, don't miss practice. Man.
You know why? He's too busy with that pet dog. It's actually a bear.
I don't miss practice.
Breaking, Tyreek Hill has made the 53-man roster.
Did he?
Whoa.
What a surprise.
That was a close one.
I'll be interested to see, like, with Ezukama and Washington, how does that affect guys like Berrios? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because the other two guys play more in the offense. And they really like Malik Washington because they just like giving him the ball.
They should like Malik Washington. He was impressive.
Right.
He was impressive. I mean, he led the country in catches last year, you know, mm-hmm. so he was an impressive rookie coming in. They get him late, and he looked explosive. He looked like he, you know, you're getting the ball, he's out, you know, bringing right. more to the table than just intangibles.
Mm-hmm.
You got Zach Sealer?
Man's man. It always raised me. Work as hard as you can. And there's guys that need those days, and I'm blessed enough I haven't needed that yet in my career. So the point where I'm at, I wanted to make sure I was out there taking the reps, taking charge, making sure everyone was up right up front and working with those guys and building that camaraderie in the D-line room. So it's been great. It's been a blessing this camp to be able to get through healthy. And I'll be excited for the season has in store.
Yeah, but you got to think when he's out, you know, probably like, I don't know, probably like building a brick wall or something like that, because that's what Zach Sealer does on his days off.
You just picture him on his day off just building with, just wood in the backyard chopping it for no reason.
Yeah,
he doesn't even have a fireplace.
I picture Zach Sealer. He does two things. He mauls quarterbacks and running backs, and then he just builds things with his bare hands.
Yeah.
And, you know, he goes, you know, I'm not one of those guys who need the day off. I'm not soft, you know.
Did he say in his whole career? Like, he hasn't had it, or he hasn't needed it his whole career? He's never missed a day of camp his whole career?
I don't know.
I think
a manly man would do.
I never missed my, well, no, I can't say that because I got my rookie year. I broke my hand and had to have hand surgery.
That sucks.
Yeah. Yikes. So I missed, but here's the deal. Here's what, you want to, let me tell you how crazy football is. So, I broke my hand in Minnesota preseason game that they scored 59 points in the preseason. It was brutal.
Mm-hmm.
That was an indication of how bad we were going to be. So I have surgery, right? It's the hook of the hamate, which is a baseball injury. And they cut your hand. They take the little bone out or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, so, that's the bottom bone, right? Like that's the
like base. Right in the palm of your hand.
Yeah,
down
Stanton
right.
broke that one
right.
time. I think
exactly.
that, hasn't that it's happened a, to Trout twice?
It's a baseball injury, a tennis, anything that holds a racket.
Is that what happened to Tyler Hero? He said something about his hand.
No, he just straight up. I think he like broke
right.
that whole thing because he dove on it.
So I have the surgery. I'm in a cast, you know, whatever. Kevin Mack breaks his hand the first week of the season.
Oh, no.
During that game, they come over to me and say, you got to go next week. So they bandage my hand, right? This is 3 weeks after surgery.
It's that one?
The left one. I ended up breaking the same bone in the other hand, too. But so
no wonder you kept the wiper clean.
So they bandaged it up. I had a pad in the middle of my hand, and I was playing football the second week of the season. Like it, you can't imagine, like what you go through to play, and then but here's the deal, I'm out there with one hand, literally one hand. They give me shots, so I can't even feel. So it's like, I can't even feel it.
You had dead hand?
Dead hand. Well, because they gave me the shots. So I'm playing with this hand. And the coach says, on Friday, we want you to catch some balls out of the jugs. I said, absolutely not. I'm like, are you kidding me? I said, we take our chances on Sunday. I'm not going to get beat up for free.
He wanted you to use the jugs?
To see if I could catch it. I'm like, I said, coach, let's be honest.
Got to save your bullets.
I said, coach, let's be honest. Does it matter? So why are we doing this? I'm like, I'm already getting my mind ready to try to play in the NFL in my first NFL game, right? Ever. First NFL game, regular season, with one hand. Right? So I made it through. And then after like 3 weeks, I finally got the pad out of the middle of my hand.
By the way, the Saints are releasing former Dolphins captain Jesse Davis.
Oh, what a shocker.
Bum.
What an absolute shocker, huh?
I mean, you put Jesse Davis in the same class as...
I would take Eichenberg. I would take Eichenberg every day and twice on Sunday over Jesse Davis.
Whoa! You mean there's somebody worse?
Jesse Davis was Liam Eichenberg, but he was Liam Eichenberg on steroids. Remember when the Dolphins were like, hey, you know what we should do?
He almost killed our guy.
We should be like, you know what? Left tackle, that's a position we should spend $2 million on. Get our left tackle playing, getting league minimum. Of course, Tua's ribs were going to break.
Hey, somebody said Leroy is the skinniest fullback of all time. Wow. I was never a fullback.
He was only a fullback technically.
Yes.
But not really.
The Pro Bowl says.
Yes, of course.
Does it say fullback or running back on your fullback. Wikipedia?
It says fullback.
Does it really?
Yeah.
No, it says running back.
Running back.
All right.
Nice.
Got you.
Running back. Oh, it says both.
Yeah.
On your position description. It does say your opening line. It says American football, who is a running back. But if you go to your positions, it says running back, fullback.
Okay. The 1989 Rose Bowl page on Wiki says Michigan fullback Leroy Horde was named player of the game.
That's just because Bo was selfish.
It was crazy. It was crazy. I used to fight it. It's kind of like, wait, I'm going to tell you what it's equivalent to. Kevin Durant fighting being 7 feet.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
it's a ridiculous thing for me.
But at some point, I'm just like, whatever.
Didn't Tran say he was 6'9 early in his
career?
Because there was a year where like the NBA is like, hey, we're not lying about heights anymore. And then it was like they went 6'11. He must have tipped the guy measuring. Mm. But there was a point where like Kevin Durant was trying to get away with that 6'9 nonsense.
I've never met someone tall who wants to be shorter. I don't get it.
Because I think it had to do
because he didn't want to play center.
He didn't want to be a center. Nah. He wanted to be a small forward, which I get. He's amazing. So he just lied about his height. Yeah, it's not quite the scandal like Kyler Murray. Remember when Kyler Murray, before they measured him at like 5'11", everybody's like, oh, yeah, he's 5'8". And then the combine, he mysteriously grew 3 inches and was able to be the number one overall pick.
You know, it's amazing. Just listen to how these clowns go after me. Can someone please add under quotes, words mean words on Leroy's Wikipedia? Said, D. Smith says, Leroy wasn't a fullback, but his shoulder pads were.
Oh, man. Hey, by the way, the Cowboys yesterday, this happened as we left the show. CeeDee Lamb.
Woo! Cha-ching!
Wow.
And wait. Did you see the tirade that the owner went on?
I saw he had some quotes. What was he lashing out about something?
He's like, basically he said, listen. I'm the best MF we got. I'm the best GM. I do this. I do the contract. Like, it, dude, he dropped five F-bombs.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What so, did he do you know this? What that means? Let me break it down for y'all. Y'all want the real down low on this? If he cussing like that after giving up that contract, that means he mad that he got. Right?
I mean, he did get got.
It's his own doing, GM. Should have did it 2 years ago.
He's right. $136 million over 4 years. Deal makes him second highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. $38 million signing bonus.
Woo.
The largest ever given to a wide receiver. $100 million guaranteed. Man. That Monyon, dude! Oh, another cut from Barry Jackson.
Oh, who is it?
Poured out for the hoot.
Oh.
Wide receiver Jaquan Burton, who played running back in the second preseason game because they ran out of running backs.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
You mean to tell me you have me a running back and you're going to cut me?
Yeah. I'm versatile, dog. You'd be amazed at what they do to players. And it sometimes gives you a false sense of security, right? When they put you at a whole bunch of different positions, you thinking, oh, man, they use me in a lot of different positions. I must be important. No, you're a spacer.
Nah. He should get a P-Squad place, though, just for that.
Yeah, for sure.
Give him a P-Squad.
I don't think I like that name, though.
P-Squad?
Yeah,
P-Squad.
Marlins lost yesterday, 3-2 to the Rockies.
Wait.
Griffin Conine did make his debut. He pinch hit, struck out. But he, but I saw that his dad was there, greeted him. That was kind of goosies.
Yeah.
That's nice. So, he only got in a bat, though. You know,
That's the thing about baseball,
Let's go. Give him a start. Yeah. Right. What are we doing? What are we doing?
Like, what
are we here for the goosies.
Let him get all his swings.
You know, Skip Schumacher's really trying to like beef up that record by the end. He goes, I can't have this go on my permanent record. You have the Marlins and Rockies. These are their records, 49-83 and 47-84.
Goodness.
That's rough.
Sheesh. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll get you some more football updates coming on up. We will keep an eye on the Dolphins' cuts. Got to get into the Canes, too, as well. Big game coming up this week. Back after this.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. See you guys up until 2 here on the program. This training camp report brought to you by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs. Learn from top-notch certified instructors and get real-world experience. The best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. You ready to make the move? Log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. Keeping you up to date on the cuts. While we were at break, the Dolphins cut wide receiver Kyrick McCowan.
Like, so far, there's been no names that you've heard of.
Nothing juicy.
Right.
Nothing
except
juicy.
For the Miami kid.
Harley, yeah.
Harley. But Harley, he came at the
and
last
I felt week. Bad for the FAU kid because he tried.
Yeah.
He tried. Let's flip over to Canes, though, for a second. Speaking of the Canes, so Mario Cristobal, I'm proud of him.
Is he?
Proud of him.
Why?
Because he's tough.
Let me explain. Let me say, hold on.
Tough.
First of all, let me explain something about this. Sometimes you hire somebody as a buffer, but you still make all the decisions.
You don't know that.
Okay.
You don't know that.
Okay.
Let's hear the man out first, okay?
Before Let's hear him out.
So, Mario Cristobal, yeah, of course, had a botch last year.
A blunder, to say the least.
Down. You know, blew that Georgia Tech game.
Catastrophe, if you will.
And Mario Cristobal revealed yesterday that when it comes to time management, things are going to change in Canes land because they now have a time management coordinator. Here was Coach Cristobal yesterday addressing
me. Back to last year, it seems like one of the hinge points of the season was the end of the game against Georgia Tech. You say you evaluate everything at all the time. Is there any changes you made to end of game management or the set process?
Well, the first one is follow process. We had a process in place. We just didn't follow it. We've also added a time management coach to always just over-harp on the situation. Again, we had it in place. We didn't follow process, which is the most important part. But we certainly cranked up the intensity and the organization behind it.
Who is the time management coach?
We don't.
Whoa.
What?
We don't reveal that.
So
we don't reveal the time management coaches.
Hold on,
there is no.
You're not going to know who
the you all know.
Mysterious.
Time the bleep out. See, y'all didn't hear everything.
What do you mean?
Y'all didn't hear everything, but I'm gonna break it down for you.
What do you mean we didn't hear everything?
Did you not hear what he said? We had something in place. We just didn't follow it. So.
Well, yeah, we all saw that his O-line coach was yelling at him.
So. You're telling me that you have somebody else in the organization that you're going to listen to? Because the whole issue was you didn't listen.
Well, now
does anybody understand that?
You need to have a...
You wouldn't listen to your offensive line coach.
No, we need
So you brought somebody else that you respect more than your offensive line coach?
He trusts the offensive...
No, answer my question.
He trusts the offensive line coach.
Answer my question.
I am answering your question.
Okay, go.
He trusts Coach Mirabal, who he's had forever, okay? which has built a wall on that offensive line,
yelling at the top of his lungs.
Coach Mayo obviously can count, so he was on it, and I don't know why that wasn't listened to and why the Canes blew that game. But now he can focus always on the O-line, and we have a super clock coach, okay? We have a man who is going to be watching time. I picture the clock coach with all types of things. I picture stopwatch. I picture hand clock. I picture hourglass. I picture all types of time. Wow. When you go to the time booth, is it out of the booth? You think it's in the booth, or you think he's next to him?
No, it's a booth.
Where do you think it is?
Oh, I get that. That makes sense.
I picture
world you guys. Clocks all you over guys. The place. You guys are not understanding the issue.
What time is it in London?
The issue. It's not whether they have a clock management guy. The issue is whether Crystal Ball's going to listen to the guy.
He's going to listen to you.
He wouldn't listen to a guy he's had forever.
He wasn't the clock coach. Now you got a clock coach.
So, I'm going to say this. That was much to do about nothing.
No, that's not true.
Does anybody else understand what I'm saying? Listen, these two knuckleheads don't get it. Anybody else? Please, somebody, Twitch, YouTube, please let me know you understand what I'm saying. He had a coach who he respected that's been with him forever.
Yeah.
Yelling, take a knee. And he didn't do it. And now he tells me he has a
clock coach.
Game clock coordinator.
I think clock coach was the official term.
It has nothing to do with that. What? It's a matter of whether the head coach is going to listen.
You know what? Sometimes you need a new voice. No, hear me out.
I'm not hearing it.
No, you have to. So, like, you know how whenever I have something, even if I have a good idea, which is rare.
Oh, my goodness.
You won't hear me.
All he did was try to do something to appease the mistake he made.
You know, a lot of ways you...
And if the same situation presents itself...
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And that clock coach goes,
Coach, we take a knee here. And he hands the ball off again. I don't want to hear it.
He's like, hey, clock coach.
You guys are, you guys missed the point.
No.
You missed the story.
I think you're missing the point.
Because you're the people, you're one of the people that fall for coach talk, and you don't realize what the reality of that is.
I give Mario Cristobal praise for, you know, unturning every stone, okay? And going and realizing blind spot by me, and I need to improve this, so we're gonna invest into a clock coach. I appreciate it.
Dude.
What?
So Josh is right. Hmm? He need to have one of those clock like Flavor Flav and be standing in front of
him. I want that. We need to. So like we have Coach Feld, he's the get back coach, and right next to Coach Feld is the clock coach, and he's got a Flavor Flav clock around him the entire time.
Do you understand the ridiculous? Both with ridiculous all of
mustaches.
This?
Both with mustaches. That's what I want.
Juicy. Oh my goodness.
So here's the thing.
No. I am not going to let somebody sit here and say,
I want you
we
to listen.
Have an answer for that, but it still has to go through him. Do you not understand that?
Well, I mean, he is the head coach. I mean, it ultimately always falls
so
on him.
So guess what? So having somebody else that you're not going to tell us who it is, I'm going to tell you, I bet you the clock manager is the offensive line coach.
No way, dude. No.
The one that got it right.
No, he's too busy.
Oh my God.
They're not making Mirabal the clock coach.
You, I'm telling you what.
They have a time lord.
Hey, listen. You guys are suckers.
No, there's no way it's the O-line coach. There's no way.
You know what?
There's no way.
This is head coach catfishing. This is what it is.
No, it's not head coach catfishing.
Yes, it is.
You're saying that he's using a Snapchat filter?
Yes. I'm telling you. This is crazy.
I'll tell you why. Okay, so like you know, if I have a good idea and I'll present it to you sometimes, you just don't want to hear it because it's come from me and you think I always have chicanery
and
hijinks.
I'm baffled at even somebody like you who always raises an eyebrow to everything anybody says, you're buying this hook, line, and sinker.
I think
I cannot believe you're falling for this.
If Mirabal's been with him too long, I think you could whatever he says can fall on
Smokey,
death.
Hey, Smokey, it's a black thing. Don't worry about it. Why does Leroy have to move his hands
when
he speaks?
Don't be distracted right now.
I'm
don't look at the chat.
It's a black thing.
I think with Mirabal, they've been together too long that like when you're with somebody for so long, it's just like it's like it's like Charlie Brown's teacher. So that's why he didn't listen to Mirabal. That's why you need a new voice. A new voice. To be king of the clock.
Hey, Marcos, I'm going to tell you something in marriage. I'm going to tell all you guys when you get there. Here's the deal. Your wife could tell you something, or you could tell your wife something, right? And then somebody will come over to the house and say the same thing, and she'll act as if though it was the most important thing that she heard.
Right.
And you'll say, wait a minute, I just told you that 2 days ago.
Exactly.
Right? No.
You're making my point for me.
No, I'm not.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
You, okay.
Mirabal and Cristobal,
and I want you to come
they're too
back
close.
Here. And I want you to come back here and tell me how that goes.
Look, I'm just saying.
I'll tell you, you're going to be in timeout. You're going to be in husband's
it may be. I'm sure Mirabal.
Minute.
You don't think?
No.
I'm sure Coach Mirabal was not happy in that moment with George Jackie. You didn't listen to me? I'm sure Coach Cristobal at the time was like, hey, that's
please
on me.
Please tell me.
That's tough.
Please tell me. You are not falling for this.
I'm not
falling. I can't believe you are that gullible.
Marcos?
I
like the idea.
Marcos, he's falling for it, right?
I think, if I'm not mistaken, there's a guy who's perfect for this job.
Clock, 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 clock.
Hey!
Mike McDaniel's moonlighting as the clock coach?
With just a fake mustache. Like, McDaniel, I know that's you, dude.
Wait. So now, he has taken a mistake that he made.
Yeah.
And he's putting it on somebody else already.
Well, you're a specialist.
Hold on. Hey.
Yeah.
Marcos.
Yeah.
Pull up.
Okay.
How many clock management coaches are there? No. Clock management coordinators are there in sports.
All right.
And you know what Google's going to tell you?
Okay, hold on.
Some are saying that when he was asked who it was, he just winked. What the hell?
That means it's him.
Interesting.
That's it. It's him.
I don't know about that.
So something similar apparently happened to, wow, okay. Sean McVay reveals that he hired a game management coordinator.
Wow.
To make sure that he doesn't waste timeouts.
Yes, that's different.
Should get that from Mike McDaniel different. And challenges.
It might also be the same guy that does challenges yeah. or whatever, right? That's yep. different.
Can Mike McDaniel poach him?
But what's the most important thing you do as a head coach? Manage the time.
Motivate.
Manage the time.
Nah.
You are the general of that team. You manage the time. It's coaching 101. Stop it. You are out of your mind.
Well, the first one is follow process. We had a process in place. We just didn't follow it.
You didn't follow it!
A time management coach to always just over-harp on the situation. Again, we had it in place. We didn't follow process, which is the most important part. But we certainly cranked up the intensity and the organization behind it.
Who is the time management coach?
We don't.
Oh. I like that.
Oh, there's something there, dude.
There's something there, dude. There's something there. A little wink. He's like a little rascal.
Come on.
Hey. Dude.
Who is it? I got to know who it is.
Dude.
Wink.
This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
It's changing the game.
This is ridiculous.
Did you know you needed a get back coach before you had a get back coach?
I know who the get back coach is.
Yeah.
It's always a strength and conditioning coach because he ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, but there had to be, before that happened, there had to be a coach that was just
on the field,
getting on the field too much.
Worst.
And then you needed the get back coach.
Talk about you, Mike Tomlin.
Hold on.
What if it is? What if Coach Felt is also the clock coach?
I don't know. Too many jobs.
Listen, is there anybody who could be more intense than the guy who's actually telling him to take a knee?
Yeah, but Coach Feld's very good at counting.
The only other way to get that point through to Coach Cristobal, that person would have got fired. Because you would have literally had to get in his face and act a fool for him to. Do you understand?
I understand. No. Like, he literally could have. The last move was just to slap him in the face.
Right! He said, we didn't follow. We? There ain't a mouse in your pocket. We? We didn't follow the process. Like there were 17 people in the huddle. No. Let's run it, coach. No, let's not take a knee. What you think? No. We all in unison here. We going to run the football instead of taking a knee. No, you had a guy doing backflips with the cheerleaders jumping up and down saying, take a knee!
You remember when Matt
and
Lee...
And then you say, the process?
Remember when Matt Lee, the center, they go to him on the bench and he's just looking at the jumbotron?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Right. Think about that. Maybe he's the... Yeah.
I think he plays for the Bengals now.
Did he make the team? Because he could come back and be, you know...
I don't know.
You seem to have a good grasp of this, former O lineman. Like, come on. Stop it. This whole segment has been garbage.
No, that's not true.
It has been garbage.
You gotta.
I don't know what the hell y'all thinking. We've done something about that. We have a process. We didn't follow the process. Who's that on?
Sir Noble says.
The guy who has control of everything. So, you're telling me, let's be clear. Let's step back a step.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me that the guy you've had with you longer than anyone has yelling to you at the top of his lungs, take a knee.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't good enough. Now you got a shot clock coordinator. I don't know what the hell. You made up a name for somebody. You won't tell us who it is. And it's still got to go through you. How about this? Wink. When the process presents itself, why don't the person who's in charge of it wink, wink, you do something about it. Wink, wink, wink. Keep winking. Like, come on.
Chris Winky.
Hey, coach, we going to take a knee this time?
Why was he so secretive
wink,
about
wink.
It?
Wink, wink. We going to take a knee?
So do you think
he's... This man's secretive about the biggest mistake of the year last year. A secretive. At no point in time he said that's on me.
Somebody's saying Robbie went off about this last night on this podcast. Oh, we got to see if we can get him on for 5 minutes. We got to see if we can find Robbie. We'll take a break. Damage is done, my friend, is next.
Gone, the damage done.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Fix your camera, Leroy. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. This is where we let you guys know where the damage has been done and whatnot.
Damage is done,
you guys
friend.
Get the segment by now. If you don't, try and catch up.
Can't help you.
Can't help. Rocks. You guys familiar with the quarterback, Jared Stidham?
Yep.
I am familiar with Jared Big Baby Stidham.
He lost his job, or he lost out on the starting job in
Denver.
And
he pulled a Mike Fitzpatrick?
Yeah. He told reporters, this was him speaking to reporters, saying, I know I'm a starting quarterback.
I mean, first of all, obviously I was very disappointed. You know, I know I'm a starting quarterback in this league. I have zero doubts about that. And, you know, it just didn't shake out my way. But I know what kind of player I am, kind of person I am. And like I said earlier, I'll be ready to go if I need to be. And, like I said, I have no doubts that I'm a starting caliber quarterback in this league.
All right. Well,
where is he?
I make the difference.
He's in Denver. Lost out to Bo Nix.
Ah. Well, that's why.
You lost out to Bo Nix. But also, you're Jared Stidham. You've had your time.
Damage is done.
I feel like it would have shown.
Bo Nix had a really good camp, by the way.
Bo Nix did have a good camp.
Yes.
Bo Nix did have a good camp.
And I'm amazed, to be honest with you.
Huh.
There's a lot of rookie quarterbacks that did really well. That did really well in this preseason.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know if that was nobody playing. We're in for a rude awakening. They're in for a rude awakening when the regular season starts.
Yep.
But there's a lot of young quarterbacks that had really good camps.
Dr. Toboggan goes Chan Gailey. I said, not the level of Bo Nix.
No, Chan, he would be the other way.
That's good.
There's certain coaches that just don't like
point
young players. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Oh, man.
Did you hear Zach Wilson's response?
Nah, what did he say?
He's supportive.
Oh, yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, I'm happy for him. You know, I'll be here if he needs anything. I really feel like he can be a good quarterback in this league.
You guys want Jared Stidham instead of Skylar Thompson?
No, dude, I want Ryan Tannehill.
Why?
Still on that. Nostalgia,
dude.
What do you got, Leroy? What damage has done for you?
So, originally I was going to use something else.
Uh-oh.
But listen.
Oh, no.
Wink. Mario Cristobal. Like, dude, enough. Like, I picked you to... I think they're going to win the ACC and go and be in the college playoff.
Nice.
I believe that. I've said that to you.
Has this shaken you at all?
No! But we... Who says these words? We had a process in place. We didn't follow the process. Who is we? That's a you decision, is it not?
It is.
Right. So why is he keep... And now I have a guy. So...
We have no idea. He's not telling us.
The guy who you respect the most on your staff is yelling at the top of your lungs. You got players on the bench going, what are we doing?
I need an investigation to know who the coach is.
No, you don't need an investigation. I'm going to tell you who it is. It's Mario Cristobal.
No, you can't. You can't. No, no. I don't accept
that. I'm telling you, sometimes you say and do things to cover your own tail, right? When in actuality, you're just going to do better the next time. And you know what? This could have went away after first day after that game and say, that was dumb on my part. It was stupid. It was a terrible mistake. It will not happen again.
Speedman says the time coach is Wario Cristobal. That's a point.
So
point.
The fact that you are still trying to explain this situation going into a year where you're favored to win the ACC and you're probably going to make the playoffs, I think it's just crazy. It shouldn't even have been brought up. Shouldn't even been brought up. And that's my damage is done. Like, you talking about, you don't want to answer questions on that situation, but you keep bringing it up.
Well, he was asked about it. He was asked what they've looked into.
The dumbest mistakes you could make.
I mean, it's lingered. I actually give props to somebody saying, hey, before we go into this season, you guys know anything about that whole, you know, clock management thing?
And the answer was, we had a process in place. We didn't follow it. Say that to yourself in football.
Damage is done.
That in itself. Mm.
Frog boy, what's the damage for you?
My damage is done. You know me. You know, sometimes when I get an opportunity to share things, I choose the Jerry Springer routes with some lowbrow, good old sports shenanigans fights.
I love it. All right.
Oh, wait. Is that a girl or a dude?
See, so he's wearing a bonnet. I was confused.
I think that's initially. A guy.
That is a guy. Right. Indeed, it is a guy. He looks young.
I saw this.
This is
Tobin.
I've seen this.
This guy can be MMA.
Really?
The guy who looks like Jonas Valanciunas?
Yes. Go ahead. Run this.
So, just to set it up for those who may not be watching, if you want an opportunity to, you can do so on YouTube and Twitch. Miami 560 WQAM. This is at the preseason game for the Denver Broncos. As you can see, this gentleman who does look like Valanciunas.
He looks like Jonas Valanciunas.
He is pretty big, too. Seems to have a beer in his hand, and he's having a verbal altercation with a bonnet-wearing, tank-top-wearing, black Air Force-wearing individual, which is just a combination of you don't usually want to fight this kind of guy. They seem to be going back and forth, and old Valanciunas hits him with a little pump fake, but then doesn't necessarily go the way that he thought, as boom! Ooh. One punch knockout.
Now watch!
Followed
watch this!
By a jumping... Oh my God. A couple follow-up
shots.
Wait. Look.
Back up on the ground. There you go.
He's back. Where did his shoe go? Is that guy security or is he his friend?
No, that guy is security with the, what are you talking about, the jersey?
The guy with the hat. Yeah, the guy who comes in with the state trooper hat on.
Yes.
No, but wait.
Where is his shoe?
Look. On to the game.
Got knocked.
Dude. Wait.
Pick up that shoe and go.
Look.
Boom.
What do you think he said? God. Do you think he said something like, you guys didn't see Brock Osweiler?
Okay. But wait.
Jay Cutler's the best Broncos quarterback. Brock Osweiler, the best quarterback.
You can't.
Why are they wearing the same outfit?
I don't know.
It's usually the outfit of thuggery, if I had to be honest. Sweatpants, tank tops, white tees from the gas station.
But wait. But this is amazing right here.
That he just gets up?
Gets up, continues.
He's got a very big head. I mean, like, he was going up a couple weight classes. Flash knockdown.
Yeah, I'll say for sure. How did he get knocked down with that first little punch, though, is how I'm trying to figure out.
He was...
Boom.
The kid came in. He cracked him. Yeah, I mean, he's in fairness, he should have...
They're leaving the game, right?
Yeah,
it looks like it.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. You can't flinch fight a guy. You got a tall boy in one hand. It looks like sunglasses in the other. You're not equipped to fight. If you're going to get into an altercation, you got to at least put something in the other hand to have a hand up.
Give me this stance right here indicates.
It's very aggressive.
Come on. And honestly, he's the aggressor in this
situation. Yeah, you're the aggressor. I mean, I don't know what was said, but you're the aggressor in that case.
There it goes.
And once you do that, that's game on.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. That's a plus one for not dropping his beer his glasses.
Not one drop of beer.
Look at that. And wait.
But it is a minus one for losing your shoe.
Totally a minus one. Where did that shoe go? I still don't
know. He's got a phone in the back pocket.
Not good.
Okay. And why is the guy talking to him?
You see the exact moment the shoe goes missing? I can't.
The guy stepped on it.
Oh, there it goes. Fly.
Oh, wait. Ooh. So he got tripped over?
Yeah. See the shoe? Ooh. Fly.
Oh, yeah.
So right now, the second guy then he steps on it. Right.
Oof. You think they're like, hey, you got a big season for the Wizards coming up. No, Valanciunas. No.
Valanciunas.
But dude, that's amazing.
Like, to be honest, I'd be terrified to fight Jonas Valanciunas.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, that guy's big.
But look at that. I mean, that might be one of the most amazing things ever.
You just tapped that guy on the back, too? Like, excuse me, buddy.
Let me get my shoes.
Excuse me. No, nothing.
Wow.
It is Denver. He might be high as a kite, Yogi.
It's very true.
I don't know, but still, he still held on to his beer?
That's the thing that's really impressive.
Dude, I've seen so many guys in that same situation go night-night. Look. Boom. Then to-go punch.
Yep.
Another one.
A little ground and pound.
Ground and pound. Look.
Not going to lie.
He looked at him like, you guys done?
Never really a fan of those ground and pound punches.
The old the Jorge Masvidal follow-up shots on Ben Askren? Yeah,
exactly. Was it necessary? Absolutely.
Super necessary.
Super necessary.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
And I want to know, why did the guy go talk to him?
If you guys want to see that, like Frogboy said, Miami 56 WQAM, just scroll back and you guys can watch the show at any point on demand. We'll take a break. Back after this.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.